I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. After nearly an hour of public comment for or against the final adoption of amending Title V of the Hobbs Municipal Code requiring abortion providers in the city of Hobbs to comply with federal law, Mayor Sam Cobbs then put it to the city commissioners to vote on the measure.
In my mind, this community is overwhelmingly in support of the passage of this ordinance. So I will ask for a motion to approve ordinance number 1146.
So moved to approve.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Pettit and a second by Mr. Calderon. Please vote. The motion is passed.
The vote was unanimous. Hobbs citizen Karina Hamilton reacted to the decision.
I give all the glory to God. That's how I feel. I feel blessed that we have these city commissioners that listen, listen to the people.
State Senator David Gallegos of Lee and Eddy counties, who gave public comment, said the commission did the right thing.
When it comes down to it, I think those who are elected need to reflect the beliefs of their constituents as a whole, and I think Hobbs did that.
It's election day across the country, and here in the state of New Mexico, citizens will elect a new governor or retain the incumbent, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Challenger Mark Ronchetti believes that Southeast New Mexico will decide this election.
What we've done is try to get as many people out as possible, and what we're hoping for is to make sure we get as much turnout as possible in the Eddy, Lee, and Chavez counties. To us, that's the key to victory in this race. If our voters show up, we win.
House Minority Whip Republican Jim Townsend of Artesia was busy too on Monday, shoring up candidates running for state legislative seats.
I've been talking to them all day. I've been on the social media all day, and we're going to work right up until 6 o'clock.
And the final early voting numbers in Southeast New Mexico were decent. Chavez County had 7,943 voters for a 22.5% turnout. Eddy County, 7,616 for a 25% turnout. And Lee County had over 21% early voters. The polls close at 7 p.m. The Roswell City Council is scheduled to consider voting on whether or not to agree with Mayor Tim Jennings' decision last month to suspend City Manager Joe Neb, or to decide whether to terminate Neb's contract during its meeting on Thursday. That meeting, by the way, 6 p.m. at the Roswell Convention Center. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.